Okay, what's your name, sir?
Walter Tonmeyer.
Okay, hold one second. Who's going to do? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir. Just hold on.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and ADC number for the record?
You speaking to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my name is Walter Tonmeyer. My ADC number is 298-902.
Thank you. Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members at this time. There's the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, Honorable Willie Janonis, and Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. I'm David Neal, and we also have in the room the Honorable Mr. Osborne from Department of Corrections, and he'll also be representing the parole officer. Okay, you prior to the hearing, you signed a form or notification of advising the board hearing. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney on your at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or did you represent yourself today, sir?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
All right. Okay. Prior to the hearing, you received the form that notified you of the hearing. You remember that form, sir?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. The form notifies you of your right to the hearing and the right to represent yourself today, or you also have the right to hire an attorney at your own expense to represent you. So did you hire an attorney to represent yourself today, sir?
No, I don't have an attorney. So, would that mean I'm representing myself, or?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Osborne in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do, sir.
Oh,
all right.
Used to hear my name, Mr.
Osborne. Hi. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. All right. So for phase one, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation, and what I need for you to do is tell me whether it's true or false. If it's false, we'll get some more information from Mr. Osborne and then talk about it. So on your warrant, you have one allegation. That is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about August 25th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, so unless you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Based on the admission of Mr. Frommeyer, I do find Mr. Frommeyer as delinquent as he violated the term condition of supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. All right, sir, we move on to phase two. But before we start that, Mr. Osborne will give us some further information regarding this.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cronemeyer was released from DOC custody on August 25th of 2017. He was arrested on October 16th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 52 absconding days with a community supervision end date of March 19th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, entering prosecution, first degree, 3 years. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior term to supervision, earlier in 2017, he was released on a Senate Bill 1291. He was an absconder for 223 days, administratively revoked, and then out on his ERCD for this term. He has a minimal disciplinary history with possession of a communications device noted. And he has a community risk score of G1V3.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. We go over some of the other information in the package we have today. Shows that you were approved. And then on April 2017, you were released to the community supervision from the ASPCU without approved placement. Then on 9-1-17, Peel Verada attempted to make contact with you and had negative results. So at that point in time, you were, they didn't know where you were at. So where'd you go?
I'm sorry?
I said, well, where'd you go? And, you know, you didn't report.
I was in Phoenix, but I just never reported.
Okay, so, all right. Well, you weren't out there long enough to worry about employment, and they weren't able to set you up in any programming while you were on release. Why didn't you report in when you were released and start your community supervision on the right foot?
I don't know, I'm just stupid. I just didn't report in, and then like after I didn't report in, after that like 24 hours, I was like, you know what I mean, like even a issue and warrant out for me, so I just didn't go at all. I was done.
Okay.
Barely have an excuse for it.
Looking at if you would have reported in, you'd be real close to being finished right now.
Yeah, I'm done.
So, what did you plan to do while you were out before it, between the time you didn't report in and whatever time it was that you might get caught?
Well, I did get a job. I was working at a smoke shop over on 19th Avenue and Greenway. But, I don't know. I just, like, since I didn't report in, like, I mean, they're gonna catch up to me anyway, so I just worked a little bit, try to make some money or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. When I get out this next time, like I'm done messing around. Like I'll do my, you know, I got like a few months left to do. It ain't too much for me, but yeah, I ain't gonna be messing around this next time I get out. I'm done. I'm tired of. I'm just tired of this life.
Okay. Well, the information we have is that Phoenix Police Department arrested you. What was going on at that time that brought Phoenix's attention to you?
Well, I was waiting on a friend at a Circle K, like on Northern, I think it was, and I was going to get picked up from that Circle K because I was going to go to their house or whatever, but then I was outside waiting and there was a bunch of like activity, I guess, going on at that Circle K. So then the police came and then they more or less checked like a few of us, our IDs or whatever, because they said it's like no trespassing or something like that. But I was standing like right there in front of Circle K, and they ran my ID too. So then when they ran my name, they saw that I had like the pole from DOC or like a warrant for not showing up to my parole officer.
Okay. Well, at least you haven't been
arrested
for doing something serious to
I didn't have nothing on me. Or, I mean, I was doing anything pretty much. Just and then, like, they rolled up on me and asked for my ID.
Okay. Are there any questions from any of the board members? Okay, sir. This is your hearing, so we want to give you another last opportunity to tell us any details or anything you want to about this. After you do that, we'll be going into discussion to determine whether we're going to revoke your community supervision or reinstate it. So at this time, without repeating yourself, is there anything else you'd like to tell the board before we go into discussion, sir?
Well, what would they decide? I mean, I guess I'm foolish, but just like know that, yeah, I'm done messing around and I don't really get in trouble anyway. This is like, I don't show up to my parole, not my parole officer, like, well, the past couple times, but yeah, I'm just being dumb. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. I don't really have much else.
Okay. Well, we're going to be going into discussion, sir, and once we're in discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves, discussing the case. If you think we're talking to you, we won't be. We'll be talking amongst ourselves, so we ask that you remain on the phone, and you can hear the conversation, but please remain quiet while we're doing so. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion. I don't know, unfortunately, I don't see any real positives about this one. Really no excuse for that with previous ups down and this ups down. I'm not at all in favor of returning Mr. Bonemeyer to community supervision, but I am perfectly willing to listen to anything my fellow board members have to add.
I agree.
Well, listen.
Based on the information we gathered in our discussion, I need to revoke community supervision of Mr. Bonemeyer. If I am a delinquent, violate the terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapsed or without lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree. Okay, sir, the board is going to revoke your committee supervision at this time. We do want to wish you the best of luck, especially since you've made the decision that you don't want to be there anymore. You don't want, I know that it's not a matter of whether we like you or not, but we really don't want to see you again either. But on March 19th of 2018, you'll be released and you won't have anybody to report to. You'll be on your own, but being on your own, you need to really pay attention and concentrate on what you're doing and stay away from any more criminal activity. And if you do, you should have a long and prosperous life. We do want to wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Okay. So this is what you're hearing. No further discussion will occur. And we wish you all the luck in the world. Would you put the CMO3 back on?
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Have a good one.